Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
To say that we're just going to call it after two states, 40 right. states to go, the head of the Republican Party saying we don't want to hear from all the other Republicans in the nation because it's getting too close, that's nonsense.
New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu says voters should decide the Republican presidential nominee, not Washington elites. Party leaders are pressing Nikki Haley to drop out after losing in New Hampshire. Haley says the race is far from over, but former President Donald Trump is locking down support in the former South Carolina governor's home state. Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry has approved a new court-ordered congressional map, creating a second majority black district. Democratic State Senator Gerald Boudreau says this could mark the end of a years-long redistricting battle, with his party picking up a seat.
This gives us that unity that's needed. I think it brings us all under one umbrella, and it gives us opportunity to plan.
Wisconsin Republicans seem to want to avoid having the liberal-controlled state Supreme Court redraw their maps. Both GOP-led chambers quickly introduced and approved new electoral districts. Democrats charged they're moving so fast to deny them time to respond, but Republican Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu says the maps won't change the partisan breakdown.
And frankly, a veto of this bill by the governor, if he decides to go down the road of vetoing, will just show his true intent of trying to disenfranchise Republican voters around the state.
Academics charge the state has some of the most gerrymandered districts in the country, but state Supreme Court justices say they'll defer to the legislature if it can pass maps Democratic Governor Tony Evers will sign. A transgender candidate running for an Ohio State House seat has been cleared to run, despite failing to previously disclose her birth name. Democratic hopeful Ariane Childress says what she calls her dead name no longer aligns with her gender identity, but she wants her campaign to show that all voices matter.
Hopefully those people will see, you know, this is a marginalized community in Ohio, and yet we're still standing.
New York City police are investigating a possible chemical attack on Columbia University students protesting the Israeli war in Gaza.
Not a penny, not a dollar!
Not a penny, not a dollar!
We won't pay for any more slaughter!
We won't pay for any more slaughter!
Students reported being sprayed with a foul-smelling liquid. 8 students were hospitalized. Students allege the attack was carried out by 2 former members of the Israeli military on campus. No arrests have been made. A bipartisan group of Kansas lawmakers have introduced a resolution condemning last year's police raid on a weekly newspaper. The Marion County Record had been investigating the town's police chief, who later resigned. Lawmakers are asking the state attorney general to see if civil rights were violated. And the Supreme Court will not intervene to stop Alabama from executing a death row inmate today using nitrogen gas, the first time the method will be used in the U.S. I'm Edwin J. Vieira, filling in for Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Hey, how are you? Well, there are two different.